Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
What happens when you have a fun-loving spirit like a big nose tackle Jim Burt playing and having friends on both teams in a game? Well, he enjoys himself, is the short answer, as we prepare you for this little short tale of some great football fun from the 1989 NFL season. It's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch Podcast. Welcome to once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And what a great show we have for you today. We're going to have a little bit of a shorter segment. We're going to tell you a very entertaining story from the 1989 NFL season. One I think you'll enjoy, see a little bit of lighter side of the game of football and some of its great players. But before we do, I want to make sure that you are aware that you can be on our email newsletter list. Really simple, by going to the show notes of this podcast, clicking on email subscription, and you will get an email each day at 6:30 a.m. letting you know everything that's going on in the Pigpen and with our friends over at sportshistorynetwork.com. It's a great little way to know what's coming up, and also to help you know what we have podcasts coming out. Another way to do it is to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast provider. Give us some likes, give us some thumbs up, give us some good reviews. We really appreciate all the efforts that you do and for listening to us here in the Pigpen. Now let's get to our story. Now, there has been some real characters throughout football history that have done some really crazy things. And the story we share here today, I found in the very entertaining book, Football Records, Wild Happenings, Odd Facts, Amazing Moments, and Other Cool Stuff by author Ron Martinarano. Now, he's really is the cat's meow, this story. Now, football players, just like others in the workforce, that they work with people that they like, they sometimes like to have a little bit of fun with them and jest. Jim Burt was a defensive lineman that in 1989 moved out west to the West Coast to play with the San Francisco 49ers. The nose guard had previously spent the earlier portion of his career with the New York Football Giants. And Jim, in fact, was on the Giants team that ended up winning Super Bowl 21. On the Niners, the men around him really looked up to this champion, not only for having a strong play and being just a large man and plugging up the middle of an offense, but for his wisdom and the sound game day advice. Lo and behold, during the 1989 season, San Francisco would face off against Jim Burt's old teammates, the Giants. While looking for an upper hand against the other members of the Niners' defensive front, asked the veteran Burt for any advantages he could gain against the Giants' offensive linemen. Burt told them that one of the G-men big boys was deathly afraid of cats, even the sound of them. While the 49ers' defensive front was ready on game day, early on, they lined up with and made meowing sounds all over the D-line in an effort to distract the New York big men. As the game wore on, it seemed to have little effect, so the cat calls, meows, and purring became even louder and more demonstrative by the 49ers. The Giants looked at each other a little bit bewildered as to why their opponents were acting in this way, but none of them were afraid, and they did not even seem a bit distracted from doing their jobs. They came out and just played football. It seems that Burt ended up making up the whole story and had a big old belly-aching laugh about it. He didn't hurt either side in the matter, as he showed good jolly loyalty to both sides, as he had friends on both teams, both with the Giants, his former teammates, and his new teammates on the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, and by the way, besides winning Super Bowl 21 with New York, a few years later, Jim Burt and the 49ers, well, they won Super Bowl 24. So a champion is a champion no matter where. And if you can have fun doing your job, why not do it? And Jim Burt seemed to have the best of both worlds as he played on some great teams with some great teammates and won some championships on both coasts while having a little bit of fun. So there's our story of a little bit of football history for you today. Hope that opens you up to have a great weekend. Got a long one here, a nice holiday weekend coming up. And you know, make sure you check out our new podcast sponsor and a sponsor at sportshistorynetwork.com. It's Home Field Apparel, homefieldapparels.com. And you can get some vintage t-shirts of over 150 colleges of vintage logos on these shirts. And these shirts are high quality, well done, come well packaged, and it's a special treat when you get one in the mail. And you can find them at homeapparels.com, and you can get a 15% discount if you use the words sports history at checkout and tell them Darren sent you, and get your favorite team and send me some photos of what you have on when you get your Home Apparel t-shirts. I'd love to see you with them on. Send them to pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to take a look at them and see those photos of your favorite squads as you get ready for game day and the big college football season coming up. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.